be two things. Either for some reason it's a bad connection and the hot water flares up, or it could be the pipes are very near each other and the cold water pipe is touching the hot water pipe. It could be all sorted out. Yeah? So those are things one has to be aware of. One other thing I forgot to mention last time is one has to be very careful with these mixer taps. You know, these mixer taps, you've got one tap, you've got one handle, and on the left-hand side it's cold and the right-hand side is hot. It's very easy to make mistakes. I must say, I remember when the builder told me to do an extension where he was doing, he said to me, he's got a very good offer. He's always got these good offers, these builders. He's got a good offer. He's got special taps, you know, the very nice, elegant taps of one, what's it called? I don't know what they're called, even single taps, I think they're called. And you can put it in for me very, very, very cheap, of course. Anyway, I wasn't happy to have it because I'll tell you, it can often be problematic, especially if you've got visitors in your house who don't know what's going on, and it can be a problem. So one has to be aware. If one's got it, one has to be aware that one doesn't get misused, one puts it on the wrong side. I said to you last time, I did speak to a plumber, told me last time that you can get in your system a valve put in to stop, if you turn the hot water tap on, that no cold water goes in. You can do that, it's possible to be done. It's not an expensive.
You've got a plastic cup over the.
Over the taps.
The hot
taps. Yeah. That's what we do, yeah, that's a good idea. But it still happens sometimes, you know, it can happen, yeah, you're right, that's a good way.
Still get mixed up.
Yeah, actually, it's a good idea, it stops, it's a good thing. It's all covered shubbers, the person wants to be careful with covered shubbers. So you put a thing over that to stop that happening, that's a good idea, it's a good idea. But, by the way, I must say, I have to ask you, Michiela, you know, you told me you've got a valve on your system.
Yeah.
Someone told me he's actually got it. He told me he's going to check it up again. He told me as far as he knows he's got it. So some people have maybe got this potential to switch off the hot water. I was hoping so. Okay. That's it. That's more or less the halakhahs of the Sanhedrin as far as I know. Anyone want to ask something? Right. Yeah? That was the halakhahs of the Sanhedrin, which is quite simple. Now moving on to wet clothes on Shabbos. Also very interesting halakha. This really comes in with Muksa. In Simon Shin Aleph, the halakha is Misha Noshu Kalim Bavayim, someone who's Kalim, his clothes got soaked in water. Hoylech Bahem, he's allowed to go in them. Ve'ena Chosh Shema Yom Le'sita. You don't have to worry, he's got no sita. What? You could, it's very likely, someone's walking wet. I mean, he's in the rain, he got caught in the rain. He's drenched. His socks are wet, his trousers are wet, his jacket's wet, his hat's wet, everything is wet. So there's a very strong chashash, really, that such a person, let's say it's going to stop raining, so what he's going to do is he's going to wring out his begotten, he needs to get stopped a bit of the wet dripping down onto him. We weren't goyzer, the Chazal weren't goyzer. If a person is wearing clothes, Chazal were not goyzer. And they let you carry on wearing these clothes that are wet. Yeah? So the halakha in Shulchan Aruch Mem, hey, hoylech behem ve'ein el choshesh shema yovel le'schita. We don't worry that you're going to come to schita. When you come home, and you take them off, there is another set of halachas over here that's brought in the Oroch Shabbos in Peret Yud Gimel, Sif Ayin Gimel. It's actually Melamim, it's relevant to here, so we'll have to just have a quick look at it. There's a problem to spread it out. You can't put it in a place where you normally dry washing. So the washer, somebody got in their bathroom, they've got, I don't know what it's called, these drying racks or whatever it is. So a person can't come now on Shabbos, take his clothes off and hang it on the drying rack. Because what happens is, that's a problem. It looks like you just finished an act of washing. It very much resembles a person who washes. That's a normal procedure. You put on a drying rack afterwards. So Chazal didn't allow that. So that's the halacha here. Also, litlos b'shabbos kavosim and shoytchem liyavish. You mustn't spread them out to dry. Because it looks like marazayim. It looks like a person's been doing something over here to dry it. Yeah, that's also a good point, actually. You have to know how far your mouth is. Once my eye is off, it looks like in this, we ask for it even in private places. It could be your own household. It makes a mistake. What? Normally, we make a problem only in public domain. But when is an Issa Deraisa, Chashash, an Issa Deraisa, which is Malabon, we make a Gezer, even in Chadre Chador, even in private places. So we still make my eyes. It's Chiddish. It is actually right. Yeah, you're right. We still go far. So that's number one, yeah? So the Maisa, there's a problem of hanging up clothes. Now, many people don't realize, but when they come into the house, the moshul, let's say they've got a radiator on the wall. So what they do is they take the jacket off, they put it on a chair, and then they put the chair against the radiator. Or very near the radiator. Let's say they put it on the radiator. So what's the problem with that? The problem with that is that the water inside the garment gets cooked up. Not squeezed out, it gets cooked up. The heat is going to make the water evaporate. Now, you're all laughing at me. I tried an experiment today at home. It's amazing how hot the radiator is, actually. I put this thermometer, the regular thermometer, is one of the best thermometers I bought, actually. It's a food thermometer. Hopefully it's relevant for Shahida and Khazara. But it's very, very interesting. I put this on a radiator, and it's quite high. The radiator temperature is quite high. This got over, well over yesterday's boy. Well over yesterday's boy. That means if you put, Le Moshel, your wet clothes on the radiator, what's going to happen is, very likely, is that the water inside the baguette is going to be heated up. And it's going to eventually evaporate into the air, which is an act of Bishul. No, it only evaporates once it gets to the heat. It has to be a certain temperature. The heat will make it evaporate. Without the heat, it won't evaporate. So what's happening is, Oh, so that is hard to know, but I'm saying the radiator itself is very, very hot. It's very likely. You're playing with fire, excuse the pun. You know what I mean? You know that. Your mum is playing with fire. If you put it on, you'd have to know where you're holding. I'm saying my heater wasn't so hot. I can't remember what temperature it got to. I think it was well over 50 as far as I remember. And 45 is already up there, so it's well over 50. Now, the longer you leave it on, it's very light, it's going to get hotter. So the chore is problematic to leave this on a radiator, yeah? To leave garments on a radiator which are wet. On a chair near, one has to know. If it can't get, that's always the other base in Bishul is if the water has to be cooked, yatsilez boy. If you can make it warm, but it's not 45 degrees, and it won't get to more than 45 degrees, then there's no problem. You with me? It's only a problem if the water is going to heat reach a temperature of 45 degrees. So on the heater, so I was thought, zikha, that problem. To leave it in a room, which is a hot room, you know, because some of these houses, like a furnace in there, some of these houses. I mean, you go to, I'm not mentioning any names, but one of these places you go and visit people in, without mentioning any names, it's like a mammoth sauna in there. Whether you can heat something out at 45 degrees is very possible. I think you could fry an egg in there. It's very possible you could fry an egg. What? Yeah. What? I'm sure you could fry an egg in there. It's very possible. So you have to know, realistically, you have to know how hot the thing is. You're right. Normally in the room temperature, however hot it is, if you put the moshel, a wet jacket on this chair over here, if you leave it long enough in the room, it'll dry out. Yeah. It will dry out, but it's past has nothing to do with it. I mean, the heat obviously helps you a bit, the warmth, but it's not going to get to the upstairs for you. It's only when you put it mummish on the radiator itself, the chore, that's a severe problem then.
If you say, if you have an egg, a raw egg, put it in the sun, it's not for me to cook that egg. It's not a normal way. So this is not a normal way for me to cook my water with my coat. It's not a normal way, right?
First of all, my friend, I'm not sure what you mean. A lot of people have got wet clothes put on radiators. It's very often when people.
It's not cooking.
Not cooking, but you're drying it.
I'm really cooking an egg outside the hot water, the hot sun. I'm doing it, I'm not cooking eggs, and eggs, awesome.
Very good. You know what Rashi says? Rashi's got your kasha. Rashi says, I think the Mephoshim says, as far as I know, that the taste is not the same. When you cook an egg in the sun, try and do it once. I'm going to take this off of that, you won't do it here, I don't think. When you cook it in the sun, the egg will not taste the same as a normal cooking. Rashi says lav ulche b'hochi. It's not the way, and I think the Mephoshim says, well, the taste is different. Here, first of all, I don't think it's not lav ulche. First of all, many people put wet clothes in radiator. I wouldn't say it's a shinui. In Bishul, you may be saying not in Bishul, but the Maisa, first there's two Isurim involved in it. I haven't explained this quite right. When you put a wet clothes on a radiator and it dries up, you're doing two Isurim. Good news. One is Bishul, and one is Malabim. Bishul's also, I don't know, the Maisa you're cooking the water up. It's a way of cooking the water up. Yeah. It's an interesting thing what you're talking about. I wanted to come to actually. What? That evaporation is cooking. Getting moisture out of an item is called cooking. That's also interesting, yeah. Causing moisture to get out of an item in order to make the item good, that's also called a bishul. Yeah, it's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. Chiddush of the modcha. The modcha says, it's arrived from Rashi. Rashi says, it's talking about you're making something which is wooden and it's got moisture to it. Rashi says, you put it in the oven to the moisture should come out. That's called bishul. It's a chiddush. So the meister, many of the forces over here, you've got melabin over here and you've got a problem of bishul.
Is it only by soaking it?
Oh, I'm coming to that one. Pashtas, any wetness is a problem. Yeah, any wetness, if it's wet, even not to a fair amount of stuff, yeah, if it's not damp to make something else damp, any wetness which is in the baguette and it disturbs you, that wetness disturbs you in the bed, and pastures, I'm coming to, don't run away anyone until I finish today, yeah? No, I should lock the doors, I think, really. Okay. Lock the what?
Tell the camera.
Tell the camera. So the maister, until if it's wet and you put it on the heater, the chori done that rubbish. I say it's very hard to even shy exactly what temperature it gets to. I say I put this thing on and the maister got very hot very, very quickly.
If you put it close to the radiator, where it won't get to your upstairs story, you've still got a problem with my line.
Oh, that's a good shy, actually. Is that massive? I don't think people dry clothes like that normally. But do people dry clothes? Is that a normal way of drying clothes? I don't think so. I don't think people normally dry clothes in that way. Would the person normally, let's say he's done a wash and the dryer's not working, yeah? Would a person put it on a chair and hold it away from the heater?
Yes, he's got a bit of
what? I'm sure I've got it. It has to be done a week. It's a mass energy.
You get a bit of
mark.
Well, on the radiator. Yeah, I think you have to change your radiator, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find the chiddush that's called maris iron. I find that maybe impossible. I find the chiddush that's called maris. I would have thought most people either put it in the dryer or they put it mummy on the radiator. But why play around? I mean, why put it on a chair near the radiator when you can dry it straight away? No, that's on Shabbat. Maris iron is exactly what you're doing during the week. We're not worried about it. We're worried that you're doing an act which resembles an act you're doing during the week. When a person would dry, just put it in that way, I think it's a chiddush. Even though people do hang shirts on wet shirts, damp shirts, on chairs. Yes, Lord, I don't know. Pashtus should be right. I mean, so if someone comes home and he hangs his raincoat or whatever on a hanger, he's going to be very careful, my friend. I know, for example, I know one house in particular, not looking at anyone, it's me. Yeah, that when you hang your coat up, there's a radiator there. So if the coat is leaning against the radiator, you've got a problem. Yeah? That's the problem. So I hope everyone's sitting down for the next bit. Yeah?
You can't say that's smart, sign. There's more ways to hang something up on a hanger to dry as well.
That's true. But I'm not worried about your right. So Alf Malabing thinks a thing of smart, I'm not worried about. What about Bishop? The water they cooked up. I'm talking about the water, yeah? He said, you cook me. People do put...
You can hang out a coat on a hanger as well, dry. That's not... Therefore, you can't put it on a hanger?
Yeah, could be, yeah.
It's hanging up, it won't go the other.
So, Rabbi, so you're all sitting down now, yeah? This was a chiddush to me. So the chayra, what comes out from this is, in a bathroom, it's very common to have towels on a radiator. Very, very common. People have got, I don't know what they're called, they've got a special name to actually, the heaters.
Tower,
whatever. The chayra, that is problematic, I would have thought. I hope everyone comes tomorrow still. I hope not put everyone off. The chayra, this is a bit of a problem. What happens is you go to the base of kisse, or whatever you do, you wipe your hands, you wash your hands, and then, don't worry, we'll get around this, hopefully. You wash your hands, and then you dry it in a towel. The towel gets a bit moist, gets a bit damp. And you, as a few people in the house, gets done. The chayra on that radiator is not good. Not very good. The chayra is the problem. I must say, pashtus is the problem because there's no shear. It doesn't say a shear of how wet it has to be. I looked at Shlomo Zalman, actually, is my ear at this point. Shlomo Zalman says in the Ha'orah Kaf Ches, in the Ha'orah Shabbos, he says, Yesh la'ayin, kesha. Sorry, I'm writing not very good here. Kesha lachluchis. If the moisture is very small and the towel is very thick, in a way that the towel is not wet, it's not proper moisture to it, is there a problem of putting it on the radiator?
Wiping your hands
you can do is not on the radiator. You can wipe your hands. If the towel's hanging on the door and you wipe your hands, no problem. If you wipe your hands and it's on the door, on the radiator, l'chore, it's not posher, it's mutter. The pasher should be a problem. So one has to be aware of this. It's very common, one sees this, very common, that people have it's a normal place about a towel. And certainly one have it in the kitchen, the marshal, one's got a towel there, he's washed up the dishes, he's dried up the dishes or whatever, he feels a bit moist, you know, so let's put in the heater for a bit of time. That's a problem on Shabbos, one shouldn't do that. Okay? So one has to be careful on putting these things on the radiators on Shabbos. What you can put on the radiators on Shabbos, you'll laugh at me, but you could put some potatoes on the radiator. A food that's been cooked. There's ein bishlach habishul. And you want to warm it up. So now, a dry food, ein bishlach habishul. Once the food's been cooked, to recook is not a problem. So that, the chayra, can be put on a radiator. It's not like putting on a fire. A fire is an issa drabonon, it's mechtika mevashel, it's all gezeiras. No normal person, like you say, will cook on a radiator, really. So Chazal's Gezeiras of Mechzik Mabashtel, it looks like you're going to cook something. Pashtus doesn't apply in a regulator. So if a person wants to warm up his, what do you call it, his potatoes or his lokshen, whatever it is, he's got anything else to do on, and he wants to put on a radiator, lechoira it should come out mutter. Dry food, yeah. A liquid food, when would that be mutter to put on? If the liquid is still warm. If it's still warm. If the food, let's say you had a hot tea, and then someone came in to schmooze to you, and it was a good schmoozer, and you forgot about your tea. And he's gone, Baruch Hashem, he's gone, after he spoke a bit too long, he's gone. Now you start drinking your tea, it's warm. No, I could have it, but I wouldn't mind boosting up a bit. Could you put that on a radiator? L'chayr, that you can. That actually is a shuv from Moshe. Rav Moshe said, let me read that was lost as well. Rav Moshe says, Mutter l'aniach akadera shenizbashlo. He's talking about a liquid inside it. V'adayin chamokatas. And it's still slightly warm at a radiator. So Rav Moshe says, Mufurish, this case is mutter actually. So you've got a liquid which has cooled down. It was boiling hot to start with. It was a bushel called Sorokai on Shabbos. Then it cooled down. It's still warm. It's still got a warmth to it. And you could still drink it. You'd be happy to drink it, but you'd like to boost it up a bit. So you could put that on the radiator to give it an extra boost. But since... even though the water is going to get now to morning yesterday as well, yeah? Because ein bishlach abishl b'dovalach if it's still warm. So you're allowed to put that on the radiator. So don't say when you come home that I've said all the chumras tonight. It's not true. I've told you a big leniency as well, that you can put something on a radiator and wash it. So cold, yeah. Cooked food can be put on the radiator, and liquids which are warm, still warm, you can put them on the radiator to boost it out to get to the other spot. That's mutter to do, yeah?
Frozen,
you have to be careful with the frozen bit. I'm a bit worried about the frozen bit, you're going to heat that water up. So try and shake it off, all the frost and everything, knock it off. And then, lechaira, you have to be careful. That's a bit of, the frost could be a problem because that's never been cooked before. So to heat that up on shelves might be problematic.
Don't want.
My friend, you can't cook if you don't want something. He still mustn't cook. Even it's not, that's what you're saying. But I might say, if it's a sick ratio, what's happening, you still can't do it. So you have to shake it off as much as possible. Manage to take that other ice off. And when we spoke to someone, we mentioned this before. What you can do is the best thing is take a towel and dab it on the challah. So that gets rid of all the moisture, and then you can put your challah on top of the radiator, or on top of the urn, wherever you want.
On top of the radiator, that what's going to be that hot thing?
Hot place, Derech Lebashel. The hot place, Xeru Drabonon. There is Xeru Drabonon. A radiator, I said to you, most normal people, if you go to someone's house, you see them cooking on a radiator, you send them somewhere. Normally, you won't. He's not a normal person. He's done something very strange. He's not a normal place to cook. It's ain't Derech Lebashel. Okay, everybody, you better stop there.